So our first topic today is going to be Appellate Practice 101. We have two great speakers for, actually, the thing that I remember about them, Britt Lindsay and Judge Jeff Probst were actually on both sides of the particular argument in a case called Pew in front of our court. So I got to see them argue against each other, and now they're going to be working together. And they both do work very well together, even though they present completely different points of view. Britt Lindsay is the Appellate Division Chief with the Taylor County Criminal District Attorney's Office. He is board certified in criminal law. He is actually also a columnist for the Appellate Court column for the Texas District and County Attorneys Association Journal, the Texas Prosecutor, As the Judges Saw It. Special to me because I was actually one of the people that wrote that too. He can also deadlift 450 pounds. I've told him that he should just lift the podium to scare you if you all ask any troubling questions. Jeff, this is also something interesting about Judge Probst here. He is actually now, he was elected and began his term as judge of the 104th District Court on January 1st, 2021. He specifically wrote in here that he has a docket of approximately 70% criminal cases and 30% civil cases. I was like, why are you putting all this? And then I see that, of course, he had an undergraduate degree in mathematics. So that's why. I was like, you buried the lead. You should have led with, I'm a math guy, and this is why I have all these statistics. He's also board certified in criminal law, and he credits any success in his life due to his lovely wife, April, and he and his wife are raising their children, two dogs, and an entire warren of rabbits, even though the kids are too afraid to watch Watership Down, the movie. So with that out of the way, I will give it over to Judge Probst and
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to day two of the Dawson Conference 2023. As Judge Newell said, I'm Britt Houston Lindsay, the Appellate Division Chief for Taylor County District Attorney's Office. I'm also the only appellate attorney in the Taylor County District Attorney's Office. When you're the only one of something, you get to make up your own title. So I'm thinking from next, I'm going to go with Appellate Division Commander. And Judge Probst, the reason they asked us both to be here is Judge Probst is a former defense attorney in Taylor County before he ascended to the bench of the 104th District Court. So they wanted somebody to give both a prosecution and defense perspective. And I also used to be a defense attorney. I know some people declined to come because they didn't want to share a room with prosecutors. But I actually did it backwards from most prosecutors. I was a defense attorney before I came to the prosecution side, and my best friend in the whole world is a defense attorney. He's 84 years old, he's been practicing for 50 plus years, and is still going. I go running with him every day, and I call him dad. So, this is Judge Probst and I. Judge Newell was telling you about our argument, our last oral argument in the Court of Criminal Appeals, which was, I believe it's still during the pandemic. And you can see me in the corner there and Judge Probst before he ascended to the bench. Everybody in our office was really happy when Judge Probst announced that he was going to run because everybody knew that he's knowledgeable about the law and he'd be even-handed. Just put this up just to show you that you can be on opposite sides of a case and still be colleagues, still have personal and professional respect for each other, and be careful about how you treat people because you never know who's going to be a judge. This was also the case where Judge Newell asked me a question about ninjas, and where I was able to say to myself, finally, somebody asked something that I know about. We were both kind of daunted when we were asked to present on this topic, Appellate 101, because it's pretty broad. What is Appellate 101? And the more we talked about it, though, the more we thought about it, what we're really talking about is the fundamentals of the practice. And I hit on this quote from Michael Jordan, get the fundamentals down and the level of everything you do will rise. The rest of that quote is, the minute you get away from fundamentals, whether it's proper technique, work ethic, or mental preparation, the bottom can fall out of your game, your schoolwork, your job, whatever you're doing. And that really kind of summed up what we wanted to do here. I don't know about y'all, but when I go to a CLE, it seems like most of the time, especially something where you're discussing appellate, they're either talking way over my head or way basic. So it was our idea and our hope that we would present something right in the middle that's of no use to anybody. Since we're presenting the fundamentals, it's something that is important to everybody regardless of your level of practice, whether you're just starting out or whether you've been doing this for years and years.